Mishnah Yom is for Shabbos Kodesh, the 16th day of Elul Tovshin Pe Gimel. Masechta Tainis Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad. We're now going to discuss the six extra brachos which they used to put in a days of fasting when they would add the special tfilos for the lack of rain. And here we're going to actually mention seven, but the first one is really the one that we normally do in Shemoneh Esrei Goel Yisrael. It's called the first one, however, because it's the first one that is extended and extra tefillahs were put into it. But it's not one of the six, really. Al HaRishon HaOmer, Mishnah Dalet. The first bracha, the bracha of Re'eino Ben Yenin Shemoneh Esrei, that's the first bracha that he starts to lengthen of the Shemoneh Esrei, he would conclude it with the following words, Misha Onesa Avram Behara Maria, Huyane Eschem V'Yishma Bekol Tzakaschem V'Yom Hazeh, he who answered Avram Avinu, he will answer you, listen to your cries on this day. Baruch atah Hashem, Goyel Yisrael. Now, again, this is not the first of the six brachas. It's just the first one that we added. Now comes the first of the six brachas. Al HaShniyah, Mishnah calls it the second. Al HaShniyah, the second bracha, in which he concludes with the bracha of Zichronos. Hu Omer, he says, Misha Onas Avasein Al Yamsuf. He who answered our fathers, may he listen to you on this day and your cries. Baruch ata Hashem zocher hanishkoches. Blessed be the one who remembers those who have forgotten. When the Yidden were in Egypt, they felt forgotten for many years and they gave up hope. And Hashem remembered them and redeemed them. So therefore he concludes Zichronos with this story of Yamsuf, which is the climax of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al HaShlishis, for the third bracha, which is the second of the additional six, he would conclude with the bracha of Shepharos, and he would say, Hu Omer, Mish Onas Yehoshua Begilgal, Hu Yane Eschem, V'Yishma Kol Tzakasam Emezeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Teruah. May the one who answered Yehoshua in Gilgal, may answer you in your cries on this day. Blessed be Hashem who hears the sound of the trumpet of the Teruah. Now, Yehoshua sounded the trumpets or the shofars when they conquered Jericho, when they were still standing there in Gilgal. So therefore, we mention the shofars there in connection with Yehoshua's davening in Gilgal. Al Haraviz, when it comes to the fourth bracha, which is the third extra bracha, in which he concludes with the Mizmor, I called Hashem in my trouble, and he answered me. Hu Omer, he would say, Mi she'onas Shmuel ba'mitzvah, he who answered Shmuel in mitzvah, Hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem yamazeh, may he listen to your cries today, Baruch atah Hashem shomea tzaoka, blessed be Hashem who listens to the cry. How does that connect it with Shmuel? In the book of Shmuel, it says there that Shmuel cried out to God for the Jewish people, and Hashem answered him. Allah Hamishis, in the fifth bracha, which is the fourth one of the fourth additional brachas, with which he would conclude with the prayer of Esa Einai El Ahorim, lift my eyes up to the mountains. Hu Omer, he would conclude Misha Onas Eliyahu Bar Karmel, may he who answered Eliyahu on Mount Carmel, Hu Yane Eschem V'Yishmag B'Kol Tzakaschem Yamazeh, may he listen to your cries today, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Now, why particularly do we bring Eliyahu's Tefillah? Because by Eliyahu it says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, answer me God Aneni, and of course this was all taking place on Har Carmel, Mount Carmel, which is connected with Esen El Horem, I raise my eyes to the mountains. Al HaShishis, when it comes to the sixth bracha, which is the fifth additional bracha, in which he would conclude with the mizmar of Mima Makim Krasicha Hashem, from the depths I call upon you, Hashem. Hu Omer, he would say, Misha Ona Esen Yona Mimei Hadoga, may he who answered Yona in the belly of the fish, who, which is the idea of deep, Mimakim, deep in the belly of the fish, Hu Yane Eschem, may he answer you. B'yishma b'kol tzachasim yamazeh, and listen to your cries, Baruch atah Hashem, ha'oine be'es tzora, who answers in the time of trouble. Indeed, in Yoinah it says, Perek be'es posakimel, korosi mitzora li el Hashem bayanin. I called out in my distress to God, and he answered me. Al HaShviyis, in the conclusion of the seventh bracha, which is the in which he talks about tefillah la'oni chiyatev, a prayer of the poor, by the poor man chiyatev, when he wraps himself up. This is, of course, the sixth and the final of the brachas that are additional in the Shemoneh Esrei. Hu Omer, he would say, Mish honest David, he who answered David in the days of famine. Eves Shlomo ben Yerushalayim and Solomon his son in Jerusalem, when he davened when there was no rain. Hu Yana Eschem, may he answer you, v'yishma b'kol tzachaschem yom hazeh, and listen to the sound of your cries today. Baruch atah Hashem, hamarachem al haaretz, blessed be Hashem, who has mercy on the land. The Gemara explains that we mentioned David and Shlomo here in the last, at the end, because it wants to conclude with Hamarachem Alaretz, blessed be you Hashem who has mercy on the land. And David and Shlomo were the ones who davened for the land of Israel. Mishnah Hay. Maisa, there was a story, Bimei Rabbi Chalafta v'Rabbi Chanan Nanya ben Tradyan, in the days of these two rabbis. Sha'avol Echad lifnei Teva. A fellow went up to the Omid, went to Daven. This is in these fast days. All this is happening in the seven last fasts that the Tzibur would undertake. V'gomar es habracha kula, and he finished the whole bracha of Goel Israel. V'loyonu achar av amen. They didn't answer amen, which we normally do, but instead they said Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Vayed, which is interesting because that's the way they answer brachas in the Mikdash, not outside in the cities, outside of the Mikdash. Then afterwards, the Shamash of the Beis HaKnesses, he announced, Tiku HaKoinim, blow, Koinim, blow, the Tko, and they would blow. Then the Shliach Tzibur Chazan would say, Misha Onas Avram Avinu B'Harim Rehu Eyanes Chamish Makol Tzachzim Azeh. And at the end of the, this is the bracha of the of me, he who answers, Avram Avinu and Harim Rehu, may he answer you, your cries today. And then they would come to the bracha of Zichronos. The Shamash would say, Hariyo ben Aaron, Hariyo. Sound the trumpets, Hariyo. The Chazan would then say, Misha onas avasein al yamsuf, hu yaneh eschem mishma kol tzachasem yamazeh. May he answer you your cries this day. And this would go on in every bracha of the extra brachas that were added. Now, it's a bit ambiguous. Did they blow the shofar or drew the trua and the tekiah before the chazan said mishana? It's hard to know. The Meiri says yes, they did that. That's how we learn from the Mishnah. But most learn that first the shlich tzibur said mishana, and then afterwards they would do the sounding of the shofar or the trumpets. Uchshabah dovar, and this is the way it was done by these two rabbis, by Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan. Rabbi Chalafta, this would take place in his hometown in Sipori, and Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan in the town of Sichni. However, the Chachamim did not agree to this. When this matter was found, this minik that Rabbi Chalafta conducted in his city and Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan in his city, the Chachamim said, "Lo ha'yinu noyagin kain." This is not a practice that we did. Elo b'shar ha'mizrach v'arabais. This was only done in Shar ha'mizrach, the Eastern Gate, and in the Temple Mount. Some say it means the Eastern Gate of the Temple Mount, Shar ha'mizrach of Harabais. Others have the girsa b'sha'arei ha'mizrach of Arabais, the gates, plural, of the Mizrach. And they learned that it means it was done both, that this was only practiced in the Eastern Gate of the Temple Mount of the Arabais and the Eastern Gate of the Azara. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat. At least in his Pirush HaMishnais. In Mishnah Torah, he learns a bit different. What does it mean, however, when the Chachamim said, we didn't practice this method of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan? It was only done in the Mikdash. What exactly are they referring to? What did they not do? So some say the Chacham was saying this practice of answering Baruch Shem Kibod Malchus Olam Vayed instead of answering Amen, this we did not do outside the Mikdash. This we only did inside the Beis HaMikdash or at the gates, as we said before, at the Shari HaZorah, the Eastern Gate of the Zora or the Eastern Gate of the Arabais. However, the tkios, the blowing of the shofar and the trumpets, that was done even outside the mikdash as well, between each bracha. Except that in the mikdash, they would blow both with the shofar and with trumpets. However, in outside the Mikdash area, they would only use trumpets. That's how the Rashi and Bartanura learn. Other Mepharshim learn Pshat that even regards to the Tkios, they said Lo Hani Nagin Kain. The Chachamim responded and said, "We didn't do that. We only did that in the Shara Mizrach, i.e., that only in the Mikdash would they blow the shofar between each bracha. In the Gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, they would only do it after the whole tefillah." And that's how the Rambam learns Pshat.